This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got a treat today. I'm excited. I was just talking to him. I said I've only twice had a guest on more than once. Dr. Michael Hudson is with us today. This will be the third time, and it's because he has such a great story. Founder and principal at Big Idea Guru LLC. He's a strategic advisor, consultant, and speaker who helps leaders and influencers to be heard and understood when the stakes are high. He's the host of the Get Your Message Heard podcast and a frequent guest on business communication and personal development podcasts. Michael, thanks for coming back today. I'm excited to talk to you.
And Derek, it's an honor and a privilege. Thank you.
Hey, your bio's great, but let's just cut right past that, okay? We're going to assume that you're on here because you're really good at what you do, and you are. You're the best at it. You're really good at it. We're going to dig into that, but I want to get right to the heart of things, too, is, you know, you were on last time, and there's been a few times when I've connected with a guest who's sharing a story to where it just grabbed my heart, and you had me in tears talking and listening to you because you shared so authentically. You shared some things for the first time with me, and in our really authentic, organic conversation, and you've had some absolutely transformational things happen since then, and your willingness to be vulnerable and authentic and open is a game changer, and I know you probably hear that a lot, but you're living it by example. So let's do this. Let's just start and let you share, just talk from your heart and share a little bit about you and then some transformations that have happened since you and I talked last.
Glad to, and thank you. Appreciate the kind words very much. And you know, Derek, when we talked last, it was really when I had just gotten comfortable with the idea of sharing my story.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure at that time I wasn't using the words I use now. And I think there's an important reality there that I'll share as we talk through this, which is, you know, I was struggling for a long time figuring out, you know, how does one share things that are sensitive that are going to make people, number one, maybe experience some pain that they've had, sort of resurfaces it. Number two, that question of if you share something that's really vulnerable, true, and authentic, are you going to turn people off because they're going to think you're pandering or something? And I realized one day in a conversation when someone confronted me with a very direct question and said, if you can change one person's life by sharing it, would you? And I said, you know, I get it. You're right. And, you know, rather than be cryptic with your audience here about, you know, where we're going with this, you know, my reality is that I was raped and molested for a year when I was a child, when I was 10. And by someone who threatened to kill me if I ever told anyone.
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, I think the thing I probably didn't share the last time with you is, you know, my father was the police officer who would have investigated a charge had one been brought.
Wow.
And the person who would have, you know, been involved with, you know, knowing if a complaint was made. But it silenced me. And it silenced me literally for, you know, 10 or 12, 15 years. And the challenge for me, Derek, was I really wanted to be the guy out there. I wanted to be on that stage. I wanted to be in the front of the room. But I just couldn't do it because I thought I had no value. I thought I was worthless because it had happened to me. And when someone tells you they're going to kill you if you talk, you tend to not want to talk.
Right.
And the truth is I suppressed all that. And, you know, one of the reasons I share it now, and I think your audience is a wonderful audience to have an opportunity to share it with, and is a lot of us have had something like that. It doesn't have to be a physical issue. There are lots of traumas that happen in our life, early childhood experiences we have, that shape us and define us in ways we don't even acknowledge.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.